Back in December of last year, we talked to Dr. Biao He, who is a professor of infectious diseases at UGA's Vet School. We talked about his research into a COVID-19 vaccine that's a one-dose nasal spray. Recently, his team moved closer to success with test results in mice. Dr. He is here to talk more about the progress he's made since we last spoke. Welcome, Dr. He.
Alexia, glad to be back. It's always great to talk with you.
And it's always great having you on the show. So let's start off with you explaining the process of creating this COVID-19 vaccine.
Yeah, so we did some genetic engineering to create a very common kennel cough vaccine to use to make a COVID vaccine. So the vaccine, the backbone of the vaccine has been in use for many, many years. So the reason I point this out is as a developer for a vaccine, the safety is the foremost on my mind. So when we develop vaccine, we first want to make sure the vaccine is safe. So in this case, we have a high confidence the vaccine is derived from a vaccine to be used for many years and without any safety concern. So we know the vaccine hopefully will be very safe in human.
And can you tell us how your vaccine differs from those currently in use, like Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson?
So our vaccine is very different that it is a nasal spray. So basically, you don't need to get an injection. You basically go to the site, essentially get a spray in your nose, and that's it. So there's only one dose, and if you're afraid of needle, then this will be a very, very good alternative.
Have you run into any particular challenges with developing the vaccine since we last spoke?
So as you know, I was very optimistic to get the vaccine into human in March or April. And we did manage to produce the vaccine and get testing for the vaccine done. But unfortunately, because of the pandemic and the situation changed with the vaccination program at the time, so our clinical trial got postponed. And I'm glad to tell you, and right now we got cleared by FDA for clinical trial, and we are hoping on July 26th, we will have a first patient in for the testing in the US.
Great. So you're going to have your first patient in for testing on July 26th. What results are you hoping for?
Well, there are three parameters we set up to test for the phase one trial in this case. One, of course, as mentioned before, safety, safety, safety. So number one, we want to make sure when we do this spray in volunteers that there is no safety concern. That means there is no severe reaction to the vaccine. And then number two, we want to make sure there is not too severe a reaction to the vaccine. If there's anything uncomfortable for people who get this nasal spray, we want to find out. So that's the second parameter we're looking. The third one, we want to see whether there is immune response generated by our vaccine. So that's, of course, will be tested more extensively in phase two and phase three trial to see efficacy of the vaccine.
And were you able to do any research into protection from COVID-19 variants, especially since the Delta variant is spreading?
So we have done work using the vaccine we have developed against variant. We haven't got to the Delta yet. We're testing Beta, and it looks very good. The vaccine we have has very good protection against Beta variant. And of course, we're moving along to test its efficacy against the Delta.
Right. So right now, I just want to make sure I understand this clearly. The vaccines we have now, very effective in preventing us from getting sick, which is great.
That's right.
That's everybody wants that. So they're great in preventing us from getting sick. Yours, a second generation vaccine, will prevent transmission, which is something the current vaccines don't necessarily do, correct?
Right. So the current vaccine, I have confidence that they may reduce. But again, you know, when you have a vaccine right now, that the key is make sure we don't die from this disease unnecessarily. And then we, of course, always want to improve on what we can do now. But also, and I think it's one of those situations that we look for something as alternative as well. Like I pointed out earlier, many people don't like needles. And also, like Pfizer, Moderna vaccine are two doses. Now, can we do this with a single dose, right? And also, they are requiring somewhat sophisticated cold chain to deliver to the vaccine to the sites. So our vaccine also, we do not need a needle, and we are confident with the vaccine will be delivered in a regular 4-degree refrigerator. So we don't need a minus 20 or minus 80 cold chain. So there are many things we can do to improve on what we have right now.
Yeah, that is that's something to look forward to. That it's getting easier, but right now, of course, you do recommend get the vaccine now that you do have.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I think the current vaccine is very effective, and get it now. Don't wait.
Right. And Dr. He, what does the timeline look like if everything goes smoothly with your vaccine?
Right. So we have a first patient in, if everything goes well, on July 26th. And give a shout out to Dr. Fauci at University of Rochester in New York. So if you're around that area, you know, volunteer if you haven't got the vaccine yet. And we hope to finish this trial, phase one trial, within the next few months. And from phase one, of course, we're going to move to phase two, hopefully before the end of the year. And again, that's just expanded testing of the vaccine, mostly look at the safety, but also started to look at the efficacy in terms of immune response, how well it protects people, right? And then we go on to do the phase three trial, which I hope is sometime next year, early part of next year. And, you know, it will be ready once the phase three trial is over. It can be, you know, done as quickly as 6 months or 12 months or however long it takes for the phase three trial. And it depends on how the situation goes with the pandemic.
And one big public health issue is vaccine hesitancy. It seems as though vaccine rates are plateauing, while some states like Georgia still have very low rates. What should public health officials and others be doing to get more people vaccinated in general?
Well, this is a really tough question. As a scientist, I always feel like we want to develop as the best vaccine as possible. That's why people say afraid of a needle. Let's do a vaccine without a needle. And if you don't like two doses, let's do a single dose. But, you know, current vaccine is very effective. And I just, all I can say is please get it. As a, you know, the truth is, as a scientist, right, we want to develop new things. But ultimately, we want to do something that's useful, right? We want to do something that's useful and productive for the society. And right now, the best thing to do for society is for everyone to get a vaccine. I know some people young and healthy or just healthy and fearlessness and all great, but it's really not just about you. It's about the society, about other people.
Right. The benefits greatly outweigh the risk.
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, we can always do better with whatever we're developing. But at this point, I know, I feel like instead of promoting our vaccine, we're really promoting a vaccine that is being, you know, in use right now. And society will be better off if we all get vaccinated.
Well, thank you so much for giving us a few minutes of your time today, Dr. He.
Well, thank you, Alexia. And again, it's always great talking with you.